KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, and they're already busting at the seams. So let's go to our guest. Hi, Gary. What would you like to talk about?
Well, good morning. I'd like to talk about the rifle range and opening it up for more civilian use during the week. But the one thing I'd like to bring up, and I've talked to you about it before, is this new federal law about funding rifle ranges for only 10% of the total cost, the other money coming out of our tax money for excise taxes on fishing gear, archery, and ammunition and guns. And I know you're aware of that, and I'm hoping that somebody will pick up the ball and maybe start running with this so we can get maybe more than one range in the Reno area, the Wasso County area. We need one maybe west of Sparks, and we need one south of Reno's there somewhere. And somebody needs to pick up the ball, and let's run with that.
I think we need three more. I think we need one to the west, we need one to the east, and we need one south. I mean, I love going to the Carson Range, but still, for me to pack everything up, and it's still a 30-minute trek for me to get down there, so we're looking at a 2-3 hour, it's an experience. It's an afternoon of shooting. So, you know, you're right. We need to have better facilities. They don't have to be overly adapt. Just, you know, make sure there's a bathroom there. There's a place maybe you can wash your hands, and the significant amount of space that you need. That's it. That's all you need. People can take their own, you know. Go ahead.
And think about all the energy wasted going all that distance in your car. Think about climate change, for gosh sakes.
Yeah. You know, just pile it on there, Gary. Let people know that we're concerned about everything. And, you know, people don't want to go out and start fires. They just want to be able to go out and target shoot. And I mean, it's something that we are allowed to do by law. It is something that, you know, they've put the other laws in place of how far away that you have to be. But you can't guarantee that you're not going to start a fire if you're out in the desert. There's all that cheatgrass out there. And if we accidentally start a fire, the cheatgrass takes over. And what's that bad for? It's bad for the cattle. See, we need more ranges that we can go safely shoot. We help everybody, Gary. Thanks for the call, and I am so excited to get to talk to her. I got to see her at the rally yesterday. I feel like we should just move in together because I keep seeing her every place. So let's talk to the lady that actually knows about what's going on at the Carson Range, and that is Christy Scott, Battleborn Guns and Ammo. How you doing today, Christy? Are you recovered from yesterday?
It took a while because I'm an old woman out in the heat. But first thing I got to say is thank you so much, because you coming out and supporting that recall effort brings more attention to it than a lot of the things that we've been able to do. And we need more people like you out there that are passionate, that have a voice in the community. And I absolutely love Bad to the Bone playing before Monica J came walking out. It was perfect.
That, you know, so. The only thing that I was disappointed in was I really wanted to see more people there than what we had.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know it's the heat. I know it's summer. People have plans. But still, this is so important. We're fighting for everybody. So, and you are putting on a huge fight for everybody, too, with that Carson Range. I guess there's going to be a range master now. Somebody has been chosen. And
somebody came into the store and said they talked to the person that was the range master. And I'm like, we don't have one to my knowledge. It hasn't been announced anywhere. The range task force meeting in July didn't come off. I keep looking on the Carson City website for when the next range meeting is, and all it says is that it's the first Wednesday of every month. So I am guessing
Let's take a pause here, and Lee, I know you were told that you were not supposed to go on with me when you are my producer, but we're going to break the rules. So, Lee, how did you meet the new range master for Carson, and do you remember his name?
I don't remember his name, and I'm sorry. I was at a concert, free concert, a couple of Saturdays ago out there at the Brewery Arts Center. And we were talking, you know, I'm AMAC and all that kind of stuff. And we were just talking. And he says, I'm the range master now for Carson City. And he says, it's going to be open to the public, full redone by the first of the year. That's what he said. And he says, and he says it's going to cost money to shoot there. So I was kind of blown away with that because I hadn't heard anything about a range master being hired like you, Christy. I had not heard.
Well, I will be sure to get in touch with Lori Bagwell because she's been, thanks, Lee. She's been really great about talking to me. And you know, when I call with a concern, she's usually very easy to get a hold of. And I, you know, I don't have any problems speaking with her. But my biggest concern is we have this club that was supposed to help us out. Thank you. And I go into the schedule the other day because I'm getting ready to schedule my next classes. Before, when the range was open, and I talked to you a little bit about this yesterday, the limit for everybody was 16 hours a month on the range. That was the number of hours that we could use. We don't use it for a whole afternoon if we're doing CCW. Well, I just kind of did a quick look at August. And let me tell you, Saturdays have been completely taken over by IDPA and the club. They are not working to bring...
For people who don't know, what is IDPA?
Okay. That's the International Defensive Pistol Association, and they have a very close association with the Rifle and Pistol Club because one of the board members on the club is actually the president of the local IDPA. I could be wrong, but there's a lot of people that do both.
Does this name sound familiar? Monica, I am the president of the Carson Rifle and Pistol Club. One of our members informed me this morning that there was some discussion about the club and the range this morning, including a statement that one of our RSOs had been involved in a shooting incident at the range. Somebody had come on and mentioned that a volunteer range master had actually accidentally shot himself. Neither the club nor its RSOs have been involved in a shooting incident. I and other club board members are available to discuss range operations and the club's activities. Chris Carver, president. Is that correct?
Let me say this about Chris Carver. And this is factual because this is what I have heard. I am not trying to belittle him or disparage him or libel at all. But I was at a pistol club meeting, and there were things that he mentioned at that meeting that he never told the city about in the meeting that was like 2 days later, such as the board members weren't insured. That's an important thing to let the city know about. I heard directly from one of the RSO, from the guy that shot himself. It wasn't a bad wound, but he was in my store and told me that he shot his gun and it, as he was drawing it, and injured himself. It wasn't a bad injury, but this guy that was in my store told me this. He's an RSO at the club. So I don't know. I would like to see them come forward with some kind of, you know, I don't know. Was somebody
accidents
shot
happen.
Or were they not? I mean,
yeah, accidents
were
happen.
They shot
if it
or were
happened,
they not? Man up
yeah,
and say
if it
so.
Happened,
sorry.
Say don't
so.
Say it didn't happen.
But
it
was
what
an
I'm
accident.
Concerned about.
Yeah.
What I'm concerned about is what's going on with these task force meetings. Why are they even happening them if there already has been a range master selected? If we have to pay now to go down and use, I knew something was up as soon as they put that gate on that range.
Yep.
But if we have to pay now besides the taxes, because when I come to Carson City to use the range, I buy gas while I'm there because it's cheaper. We buy drinks and stock up the ice chest. So I am paying taxes for it.
Yes.
So I'm not understanding this of why the public has to go in and pay more now to use it.
Well, and here's the thing. They haven't even voted on that yet. I was at the last task force meeting. I had to request to be put on the agenda because every time I've been, they cut me off at the 3 minutes. But here's my biggest question. If they are so concerned about the employees at the landfill, why are they allowing high-powered rifle matches to go on while the landfill is staffed and open? And not letting the public in.
And why aren't the berms being made taller and safer?
But they aren't even, I mean, here's the requirement to be in the club. And this is not a lie, this is on their page. You pay your registration fees, and unless they've changed it, and I will sit right here and look up the club's membership requirement. Anybody can go out and shoot at the club. My understanding was there was no training to be had to be a member of the club, that you just went out and paid your dues to become a member of the Rifle and Pistol Club. Are most
Lee,
of those
you,
shooters?
Can you turn that off, Lee?
Most are most of those shooters pretty experienced? I would guess so. But Mr. Carver represented at a meeting that all of his shooters were expert shooters. And that's simply not true unless they, do they rank them when they join the club? Do they have to shoot when they join the club? To my understanding, there is no requirement. And I have friends in the club that have not had to go and shoot. But they've got now high-powered rifle matches going on. Just as of the 10th of the month, between Carson Rifle and Pistol Club and the IDPA, they had 40 hours booked up through the 10th of August, most of it on Saturdays. IDPA takes up the morning with all four bays. IDPA is allowed to put on their website that their matches are always this date and this date, and they've had, when the old range calendar was up, they had it booked out through 2024. So why all this special treatment? They've done nothing to bring more time to the public, and that's what infuriates me. Nothing whatsoever.
That infuriates me, too, because I want to go out and go shooting again.
It's killing my business.
You know,
we purposely moved into, and you haven't seen my store yet. You need to come visit. I need to give you a bling T-shirt. But our store is 2 miles from the range. We are the first store people hit after they leave the range when they're mad. And I have lost so much business because of these city decisions. And not only am I a business taxpayer, I'm a Carson City resident. Their fee schedule, no difference if you live in Carson City or Los Angeles. Then they want to take 30% of my profits from my day of class, my CCW class, when I use the range for an hour and a half for that class. 30%. What gives them 30%? Sorry, I got it. Turn off my phone for a second. What gives them 30% when 6.5-7 hours are done here in my classroom, in my facility?
Yeah.
They have nothing for
it
disabled.
Sounds like
they have no fees for the disabled.
It sounds like the wrong people are in charge. That,
well,
you know, people try to put themselves in positions that, I know there are good people that are helping, but
yes.
The wrong decisions are being made for the public, the taxpayer.
That is because the members of the task force, there are 3 clubs represented. There are no instructor representatives, so they don't know, you know, what happens when this happens or what we need. They don't have any local Carson City business that's affiliated with firearms represented, but they have 3 clubs. So no wonder why the clubs, I mean, if you listen to their meetings, club, 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 club. Very rarely hear
is
the public.
Is there any citizen representation?
There are 2 that I absolutely adore. Sean Girilani, I'm gonna put their names out there. Sean Girilani, huge friend of the public gun shooting community, and Nick Fontanez. They're fantastic people, and they are putting in what they can, and they're doing what they can, but it's like 2 of how many people. It's just a nightmare. I mean, they were making people like Terry Tussey have an RSO to go out with him. Terry Tussey is like the pinnacle of gun guys, you know. To tell him he has to take an RSO out there to shoot, to test fire his guns? I honestly don't know what's going on with my city. And my husband and I are getting ready to move. We are moving outside of Carson City. because I don't.
Good for you.
They think it's going to be open by January. That's a year. That's a year.
Yeah, that's not.
My business won't be here by January if that's what their intention is. And I'm sorry. I am so hot about all this stuff. They did not have a meeting in July, so I don't know what could have been decided from June when I went to the meeting until now.
Well,
because they didn't have a meeting.
I guess, but they're still having backdoor conversations that we don't know about. So,
yep,
Christy,
absolutely.
I got to let you go. But thank
no worries,
you so
darling,
much
thanks.
For calling in and speaking your truth, because you know what? If you guys don't do it, then the people who run the boards and the task force, and where's your representation? 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines right now and check in with Carol. Hi, Carol. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I was just listening to you and Christy. I am a member of that range task force. And there was
welcome to the show.
Thank you. There was a few things I want to clarify here. This task force was put together with club members, members of the public, the Board of Supervisors, the Parks Department. I'm on it representing our Ladies Gun Club. However, I was put on it after Christy had refused to be on the committee. She had been asked, as far as my understanding was, to join it as a business owner. And when she couldn't, I was asked to join it. So there's
that's interesting. That's interesting, Carol, because we've talked about that before, and she said she was never asked.
Well, I was told she
that
was.
She would be on it in a heartbeat.
Well, if I had known she wanted to be on it, I would have backed out and let her take my spot. But nevertheless, that task force was put together to try and get our range back opened after two reports, one by the NRA, one by a private range inspecting company, and found some deficiencies out there. And they were safety deficiencies. And one of the statements about increasing the size of the burns, that's being worked on as we speak with
Yay.
The engineers. Pardon me?
That's great. I love that.
Okay. Now, as far as the fees, she's right, there was no meeting last month. There will be a meeting next week, and there has not been any firm fees set. And the reason for the fees, quite frankly, is because the public in Carson City was having a very hard time getting on the range because of all the people coming from outside of Carson City and using our range because it was free. There aren't any other free ranges in the area. Up in Reno nor down in Douglas, they all charge a fee. And there has been a major discussion about fee adjustments for disabled veterans, seniors. We've talked about all kinds of things, and again, nothing has been set in concrete on the amount of the fees. But if we want a nice range, we can't continue to go out there and not pay for the people pay to use the swimming pool, and that's a city park.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes,
to maintain the swimming pool, they have to charge for it. Well, the same thing applies to the gun range. So,
well, and Carol, that's my thought is we always went, or we used to, we haven't been out there in 3 years now because of the facilities, but we always chose to go to the range because there was no fee. There was no range master, which was nice. We could just, you know, we all you know, kind of policed ourselves, which were all professional shooters that are going out there for the most part and doing this. So we were very respectful of each other, but, you know, no bathroom facilities at the time. And as you progress and you make it someplace that people want to go, that you give them something for that fee, like the ability to use a restroom so you don't have to pack everything up and go back into town. Then I respectfully say, yes, fees by all means, as long as they are, you know, affordable for people and you're not pricing it out for the businesses and the instructors to come out to use. I'm all for fees. Law enforcement, well, disabled veterans, yeah, they need discounts, big discounts.
We, our club was one of the major players in getting the restroom out there and raising
funds. Oh, I love you.
So we, yeah, we did too for the same reasons. But again, it, we can't expect to have a nice range if people come out there and don't have to pay for it. Plus the citizens of Carson City can't get on the range because the businesses are coming out there during the summer and on weekends to have their CCW classes. So it doesn't make sense that a company from Sparks or Reno can come in and tie up our ranges and not pay for them when our own citizens can't use the range.
Yeah, that makes tons of sense. Carol, I have to let you go. I got to take a Fox News break here. Please call back if there's more that you want to talk about. Right now, though, it's time for Fox News on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, this is where you come to talk. It's the Monica Jay show, your voice for all of Northern Nevada, also now proudly being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, 884-9910, and Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Well, I don't have to read Christy's email because Christy Scott decided to call back, proprietress of Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms, Inc. in Carson City. Just had Carol Howell on, who is on the Carson City Range Task Force, and Christy Scott, would you like to make a rebuttal on a few things she said?
Absolutely. And I couldn't hear everything because I had someone come in the store. But I will say this. I organized the group that was here for, because they wouldn't do a public meeting, so I organized the group here. We had a public meeting. Lori came through the store with, I believe it was Nancy from the city.
Wait. You have to slow down because people over are listening. So
furious right now.
Lori Bagwell
came into the store.
Who is a supervisor.
And talked to me. Yes. She talked to me about this range task force that she wanted to put together, and she also wanted Chris Pattison on it. And I know you know Chris. She talked to both of us and asked us if we would be on the range task force. We said, yes, we would love to be. When the announcements came out is when I found out I was not on the task force. Lori's representative that she appointed is Carol Howell. And the fact that that story is getting out infuriates me. And I would love for Carol, who I've given, you know, all sorts of source information to help her on the task force, I would love for her to let me know who gave her that impression, because now it's on the radio that I refused that position, and that couldn't be more untrue.
And I want to apologize for saying that you weren't asked, because I was under the understanding that you weren't asked at all. So
yeah,
you were asked by Lori Bagwell, and then when the task force actually was put together, somebody else was put in your place. Somebody else was appointed, and that was Carol Howe.
That would be my understanding, because each one of the supervisors was able to appoint a representative.
Okay.
Carol's a nice lady. She's with the Northern Sierra Ladies Gun Club. But again, that's three gun clubs that are represented. Northern Ladies, the IDPA has somebody on the task force, and so does the Rifle and Pistol Club, plus they have Chris Carver that comes in every once in a while to present his stuff.
So
I'm sorry. And
why does it have to be just six people that each supervisor appoints someone?
No clue.
Why can't there be just some people on the task force to volunteer to be on it?
There was a ton of them. Frank Groth even asked to be on the task force. There was a ton of us. She took a huge list of us that wanted to be on the task force.
Oh, I would definitely have Frank on the task force. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So now you have to go before the task force and make your presentations?
Anytime I want to, and I get 3 minutes in the public commentary, and I've been to quite a few meetings, but I can't sit there all afternoon, and I won't be able to go next week unless I have my husband work 4:10 so I can go to the meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which is why the public has a hard time going.
Again, meetings mm-hmm. being held when the public can't be there. What is so wrong with 6 o'clock? Put dinner off a little bit. Jeez.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Christy, thank you so much for...
Thank you for letting me on so to much rebut for that.
And have you heard anything about pricing, or have you seen anything that's been suggested?
I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, it seems as though, you know, there's a range master, but that hasn't been put out there. There are fees, but they haven't been put in place. I didn't get a chance. I had to go up against a Fox News break, so I didn't get to ask her, you know,
who is the
new rangemaster.
I just sent off a slightly heated email to Lori Bagwell to find out why that information is going out there about me.
So, yeah, it's always good to find out when people are saying stuff. So,
yes.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks, Christy.
Have a good one, Monica.
You too. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And, you know, that's the thing. Talking about people, you know, somebody said this and somebody said that. And, hey, love getting it out here on the air because it makes people accountable when more people hear it and hear the people that things are being said about. And I think that's the one thing in this country that we are not doing that needs to be changed. And it is holding people accountable, not only for their actions, but for what they're saying. It has come to my attention, many a politician, when not in view of the public, say things to community members that, you know, basically like telling somebody out in Lemon Valley that at a community meeting, you need to sit down and shut up because we're here to give the facts to the public. Treating people rudely. And then still not telling the truth. Look at how that turned out for the city of Reno when it comes to a certain lawsuit that they just lost. I want to share something else with you on... Lee, do I have a caller on hold? Because I don't have anything up on the screen. Oh, we have Chris Carver! Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910. Sorry about that, Chris. I didn't see the screen is not working here. So let me pull up your email. Chris Carver, president of the Carson Rifle and Pistol Club. Thank you for joining us. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to debunk something that I don't listen to your station. I don't know what exactly was said. One of our members said that a caller had called in and said that one of our volunteer RSOs had been involved in a shooting incident, and I sent you an email saying that that was false, and you sent me back another email saying that you had basically confirmed this with your credible sources. So
yes, and Chris, I wish you had been listening to the show, because we just had Carol Howell on, and we just had Christy Scott on. And we heard the story about the volunteer RSO who accidentally shot himself. It was, you know, not a serious injury, but it had happened because Christy had spoken with him and he told her the story. So
let me interrupt you. He may be RSO qualified by the National Rifle Association, but he's not a club RSO. And he was involved in a commercial activity with one of Christy's competitors. And I'm just kind of set aback that you did not contact either the parks or the city or the sheriff's department to find out the facts on this. This had nothing to do with the club.
We didn't say it had anything to do with the club.
You're saying the volunteer RSOs, that's us, we're the only ones that do it.
Oh, you're the only one that has rangemasters out there?
Yes. If you're out there with a volunteer RSO under the city contract, then you're with Carson Rifle and Pistol Club range safety officers.
Okay, but well, he is just a volunteer of yours that was out there and experienced this incident with himself. If it's not with...
He is not a volunteer RSO. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He has no affiliation with the club. He was out there with another commercial activity.
Then why is he presented as one of your volunteers?
Well, we didn't present him as that. The two people that you talked to apparently did. But that's what I...
No, actually, I have this information from somebody totally different. And I can pull it up right here. Well, no one's blaming your club. We were just talking that this incident happened. I'm sure that you have a wonderful club and everybody obeys and goes by the rules and everything. But if somebody says, you know, hey, he's a volunteer with so-and-so, if he's saying that, then I'm sorry it was aired that way, but...
He's not saying that.
Okay, but people... Okay, but people are saying that he is. So thank you for calling and clarifying it that he is not one of your volunteers. It is just some guy was out at the range and he accidentally shot himself. And it wasn't a big deal. Yes, Chris?
I didn't say that either. He was with another commercial entity at an event that they were running, but it had nothing to do with the club. And he is not affiliated with the club.
Okay, that's what I just said, and you refuted. I just said, okay, he's not with your club. He is not one of your volunteer RSOs. He is just a gentleman who was out at another event who accidentally shot himself at the Carson Range, and there's nothing beyond that.
Correct.
Okay. It's all good. It's all clear now.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. There goes Chris Carver. He is the president of the my email shut down. So there goes Chris. Chris Carver is the president of the Carson Rifle and Pistol Club. So if you heard Kenny, who was on the show with me, about the presentations that he's making to the Washoe County commissioners and to other groups here in Northern Nevada. People are trying to get their ranges back. Okay, so this Kenny P came on, if you're trying to figure this out, is telling me the story that somebody told him that it was a volunteer RSO. It was not a volunteer RSO. It was just a gentleman who was out there at the Carson Range for another event. So this is what you do. You hold people accountable, even if you think and you're holding me accountable. If you think something is being misspoken or missaid, then please, 884-9910. I'm not going to go out and do a complete background check and vet every single phone call that we get here on the show, or when guests come in and they come up with a great solution to shooters going out and starting wildfires, or I guess it's not really wild, it's a shooter started fire here in Northern Nevada. When we should be at our ranges that we pay for. Even if it costs us 5 or 10 at the gate to get in for an hour, we should have access to our ranges. I shouldn't have to join a club to be a part of a range that I help pay for. Just a thought. 884-9910. You can also email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Phones are always open to you between 10 and noon on 99.1 FM Talk. That's easy. Or you can remember the Monica Jay Show, or you can remember KKFT. It's all good. Also now being heard in Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. So glad you're with us. Only got a couple of minutes left of the show, so I'm going to go right to it. We've got Phil and John on the line. John, you're up first. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. Happy Monday. John here from Gardnerville. Just as we're enjoying the sunshine, our wild horses are being chased around by helicopters. I took a half a day off work to go and witness my second roundup, and the BLM has a voicemail that you can only call the evening before the roundup, and that voicemail stated that once you were allowed to view the roundup, you had to stay until the conclusion of the end of the day. So I wasn't able to go out there and witness the, you know, the travesty that's taken place. But, you know, once again, I'm just voicing my concern about the reckless BLM, the militarized BLM, and what they're doing to our wild horses. It just sickens me inside. But I'm off to work trying to make the best of the rest of my day.
John, thank you for calling. That's interesting to know that about the BLM. Later on in the week, I am going to have a lady by the name of Kim on, and we're going to talk about that roundup that happened actually over in Elko last week. So I hope you're going to be able to listen to that. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Phil. Hi, Phil. What would you like to talk about?
How you doing? I'm a little disappointed in you today.
Go after me. Go.
Okay. Do you know the definition of FUD? Slang term in the firearms enthusiast community, as in Elmer Fudd. And I'm wondering why you turned
FUD
into a FUD. You know, you're getting
what
into
do you mean,
the
why am I a FUD?
Well, you're getting into the minutia and gossip, and this person's calling and that person's calling, and as well as presenting the issue of people going to the ranges. I think you need to give equal time to people going out and shooting on BLM land. It's kind of insulting to the intelligence of firearms community things that they can't go out and shoot on BLM land and not start a wildfire. Come on. Come on. You get into a slippery slope. You start advocating for that you can only shoot at a range. You're throwing fuel on the fire of infringing on the Second Amendment.
Phil, you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in my mouth. That is my perception of your message.
You're putting words into my message that I don't think you should go out, or that you can go out and shoot on BLM land. You can. If you're in a safe spot, I have a friend, we go shoot on his property because he's got a beautiful long canyon that goes into the side of a mountain. If you can go and shoot someplace safely that is within the law, that is away from people's property, that is away from their homes, that is away from people who are going out in dirt biking and on their quads, if you hear them, if you know those motorcycles are out there, and be safe, then by all means, go do it. What I'm advocating for is that we pay for ranges and they are not open to us. We should be able to have a range. I don't want to go out in the desert personally and not have shade cover and have the possibility of a spark happen. If you go far enough out into the desert and there's only sand, you're not going to start a fire, which is fantastic. But if our ranges aren't open for people who want to go in and use them, then that is an issue. And it's not gossip when Christy Scott calls in and says, you know what, I was asked to be on this task force, and then all of a sudden I wasn't appointed to it. That is not right. That is city officials, that is counties commissioners, that is supervisors for Carson City going and putting somebody else on for some reason. And people have the right to know. People have the right to know who is making the decisions for them and how their money has been spent. I am not against the Second Amendment. That's atrocious to even think or suggest that I don't want people going out and shooting because of the fire danger in the desert. That is not the way I work. If you want to put Elmer Fudd and me in the same category, that is your choice, but I am all about rights. all the way around. Okay, on that note, thanks for calling, Phil. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. My phone lines, and this show is your show. It is open to everyone. If you have a dispute, just like Chris Carver did, he wanted to dispute the fact of the range volunteer. It wasn't with their group. You are more than happy or more than welcome to call in. Just make sure you know your facts and don't think this is all gossip. This is about getting the word out about how your money is being spent and who's spending it on KKFT.